listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, we review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you once again on this wonderful study called How to Share Christ. Today we're on session 3, and the title of this session is called The Message. Now, that's very clear of what this is about. We have been commissioned, but we need to know what to talk about. This lesson helps us to understand that it's all about Christ and that we are to share with everyone, regardless of the background, our history, our ethnicity. Everyone deserves to hear the message of Christ. Our scripture verses for today is from the book of Romans. And we're studying Romans chapter 10, verses 8b through 17.
All right, so the point of our lesson today is that Jesus saves those who trust in him. What a great point for us to look at. So let's get the first portion of our study. First point is a message about Christ. And so let me start reading at verses 8b. The message is near you in your mouth and in your heart. This is the message of faith that we proclaim. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. And so here it is, a message about Christ. He is the central figure in the message that we are to share with those who are around us as we think about sharing Christ. And so it's not just sharing how to feel good. It's not just sharing how to get your life on a better plane. It's not just about sharing how to be positive in your outlook. This is about sharing the message of the one who can make a difference in people's lives, sharing Christ. He said it's, and I like it because he says it's really easy and natural for us. Why do I say that? He says, one, it's near you. He says, two, it's in your mouth. And three, it's in your heart. Some people don't want to share Christ with others because they think it's too complicated. And they say, I don't have the tools that I need. Maybe they think they need a track. Maybe they think they need some special plan of salvation. And maybe as the church, we have put too much stock in tracks and plans and all of this stuff. When the Bible says it's easy, huh? This is where you can push the staples easy button. Bam. What is it? It's near you, right? It's near me because Jesus is in my heart. It's in my mouth because I already know some things about him. It's in my heart. And so what is it? And so this is the message of faith we proclaim. So what do you think about sharing Christ with this message, Christina?
Mark, you said it all. We absolutely have to understand that it's not complicated to become a Christian. We don't have to jump through hoops or as you said, pass out tracts or work our way into heaven. Jesus has made it very, very simple for us. All we have to do is ask. And when we share the gospel, then we allow people to respond. And so they can ask, they can be saved, they can invite Jesus into their heart. The main word to consider here is believe. We need to believe. And believe is not just something that you believe is true, but it's something, belief in Christ is a deep trust or a reliance on Him. In other words, you do get your heart involved in this.
All right. So the task is very, very simple. He simply says that we should be asking people as we share the message of Christ to confess with their mouth, right? And to believe in their hearts. And so that is so very simple. It's so simple. Let me draw an analogy from the Geico commercial. A caveman could do it, right? And so confess which, and maybe we have a struggle because it really is just that simple and easy. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. And so he wants us to say it because he says in verse number 10, that one confesses with their mouth, resulting in salvation. It says, and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead. He says, as you believe, it results in righteousness. The way that we begin to live and how we begin to order the direction of our lives. And so here it is, a simple message that we are supposed to give, and it's the message of Christ. Well, let's go on to the second point. So it's a message about Christ, but it is a message for all people. Look at verse number 11. For the scripture says, everyone who believes on him will not be put to shame, since there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord of all richly blesses all who call upon him. Listen to verse number 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so here it is. It's a message about Christ. And what's the most important thing we can talk about Christ? We can talk about the fact that we need to confess him as Lord and believe in our hearts. But it is for all people. And so everyone who believes, everybody who calls on him is what this reminds us of. And it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where they're from, it doesn't matter anything about their ethnicity, it doesn't matter where they were born, doesn't matter what school they went to, doesn't matter how much money they have or don't have. Anybody who calls on the name of the Lord, doesn't matter if they've been born in a family that was in the church and they lived a pretty good life all their life, or if they were born outside the church and lived a terrible life. It doesn't matter, because God can save anybody.
Absolutely.
Is that right, Christina?
And that's important today, Mark, because there's so many ethnic groups who are fighting among each other, who are discriminating against each other. We're hearing this every day on the news. We need to see that God levels the playing field. He doesn't discriminate. There is no difference, as he said, as you said, Mark, no difference. The gospel is for every person, whether you're male, female, black, white, brown, yellow, pink, purple, or striped. The gospel is for every person, no matter who you are.
All right. That's great. That's great. So everybody needs this message. It's a message about Christ. It's a message for all people, but it is also a message to be shared. Let's read verse 14. How then can they call on him they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, the Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. And so there it is. It is a message to be shared. And we love to share stuff. People go online to their social media accounts and they're sharing different things that they've seen on there all the time. And so if we're willing to share all of those things that don't make an eternal difference in people's lives, that we'll remember today and forget about tomorrow, how much more important is it for us to share the message of Jesus that makes not only a difference in people's lives today, but a difference in people's lives for eternity. And so he starts out verse 14, they can't even call on him if they don't hear about him. And so, Christina, how many times have you talked to somebody about people needing to be saved, but they've never shared the message with anybody?
Until I'm blue in the face, Mark. You know, one of the questions that should be included in this is, how will our relatives, friends, and neighbors know about Christ except we share the gospel? You know, I think about people that I know that I have not shared the gospel with, and it's pretty clear that they're not Christians. And I start to think, but what if they die without knowing Christ? Even though I shouldn't take responsibility for their response, I need to be responsible to share the gospel, because they may get to heaven or get up there before God, and I may be before God, and they look at me and say, but I knew her and she never told me. Boy, wouldn't that be something? So we need to share the gospel with everyone that we know.
Right. So it says, how can they do this without a preacher? Now, just keep in mind that what he says as preacher is not what we're thinking in our day and time as a preacher. When we think about preacher, we think about the pastor who stands up in the pulpit and gives a, you know, sermon and all that kind of stuff. But that is not the message he is talking about right here. The preacher is simply the one who shares, the herald, the one who tells the message. And so you, in the sense of this text, ought to become a preacher, the one who shares the message of the gospel, who puts it out there for people to hear. And I like the idea that he is simply a herald. Like in the old days, before we had telephones and newspapers, there might be a town crier who would go all around the streets with whatever the new news was, and he would call out the news. He would herald the news. And so every time you are sharing something out there, you are heralding whatever it is, that message. And so here it is talking about the message of Christ. It says we have to send it out, herald it. And the fact is that the herald was not talking to a specific person. The herald simply was going down the street and yelling out the message so that everybody could hear it. And so that's why he puts this last part in there in verses 16 and 17. He says, everybody is not going to get saved. Everybody is not going to believe the message, and it's okay that everybody doesn't believe the message, but that should not stop you from heralding the message. We've got to send the message out everywhere we can, as much as we can, as often as we can, so that people can hear it. And if people hear it, those whose hearts are ready and ripe for the gospel will receive the message and get saved. The scripture Jesus talks in the scripture about a man who sowed seeds, and he says he threw the seeds everywhere. He threw some on stony ground, some among the thorns, some out in the sun. He said all of them didn't produce good fruit. He said, but some of them fell on good soil. So don't worry about where the seed is going. Don't size the person up and determine for yourself whether or not this one is worthy of the gospel or whether or not this one is will receive the gospel. That is not your job. Your job, my job, is simply to herald the gospel, to send it out, to be a preacher, like this text says, sending the message of the gospel out to everybody who will hear it. And the results are not your responsibility. The results are up to God. One man plants, another man waters. God gives the increase. What are you thinking,
Christina? You just made it very clear to us. It's a very simple message, but we make it hard. We make it hard when we resist the Holy Spirit and when we say no to God. So we need to say, yes, God, this is something that I'm going to do because this is what you want me to do and this is important to you. We need to share the gospel. We need to open our mouths and share the gospel, and the response will be surprising.
All right. So, yeah. So just this week, a new piece of research came out, and it said in this new piece of research that for the first time in American history, the number of Christians is less than the majority. So the number of people who are members of a church is less than 50% of the number of Americans. And so this ought to be a wake-up call to everybody. This, and why would the number of church members decline in the United States? Well, it declines because we don't have enough people preaching the gospel in the sense of this text. Maybe we have enough pulpit preachers, but we don't have enough people who are sharing the message of the gospel every day with the people that are around you. Doesn't matter whether they hear it, doesn't matter whether they respond, but we can turn that number around if more people would share the message of the gospel. What an important lesson this is for this day that we live in right now. We need more and more people to hear and to take this message to heart because we can change our society if more people accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. And so I hope that you will really dig into this lesson on this week and press it home, because this is a really vitally important message for us. Now, if you're a Sunday school teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina's going to come with a one-minute teaching tip for you. But if you're not a teacher, I just want to remind you that this is the time to get more people into the Word of God. We can turn around those numbers about the church membership in the United States becoming less than a majority number if we would get people in Bible study. And so how do we get them in Bible study, whether they believe or not, whether they're Christian or not? Just getting them into the Bible study gets them ready to respond to the message of the Word of God. You can get your U Bible study at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for us and by us. It comes in a paper and digital format, has a great leader's pack with posters and all the other things that you will need in order to have a very attractive and informative lesson. And it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. And so I want you to go out and get yours when this podcast is over. Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is represent Christ well. Now, you as a teacher can go a long way in motivating your students to share Christ and be okay with it. Sharing Christ can be intense. Help them to understand the type of feelings and responses that may be revoked when they share Christ or share their testimony. For example, They may get a response of joy, of peace. There also may be fear and anger or defensiveness. I remember sharing once with a young man, and he became very angry with me because I shared the gospel. But this is what we need to understand. God is in control of the outcome. And that's what Mark said a few minutes ago so well. So all we need to do is share the message and represent Christ well. We just need to be at our best as witnesses for Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you all so very much. I hope that you will herald the message of this lesson and preach this message to those who are in your classes this week so that some will respond. Even in our classes, there might be somebody there who doesn't know Jesus Christ who needs to respond, but there'll certainly be somebody there who needs a little bit of encouragement to go out and share this message with others. And so join us again for another You Podcast, friends, because you never know where God will take you.